Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
This is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show once again. In this episode, Jill and I discussed women, one of my favorite topics, specifically the women of Land Academy. Jill, I have to ask, have you noticed that at least half of our members and some of the most successful ones are women?
Absolutely. I also wanted to just retitle this to the woman of Land Academy. It's kind of really odd.
Why don't we just rename the whole company and this whole thing Jill?
Jill's.
Just Jill.
And Land Academy.
JustJill.com.
The woman of Land Academy. I had to say that. When I saw this title, I went, women or woman? Which one are you talking about? No.
I don't know if you know this. Jill, you're taking this acting thing. So I announced it on our weekly call with all of our members. It was like this. Let's all tell Jill to break a leg because you're out doing this thing. And one of our members piped in on the call and said, I hope you have a plan B, Steve. Did you see that?
I did see that. That's so cool.
That's justjill.com right there.
I wonder if that website's available. I think that's pretty cool.
I checked. It's not.
Oh, shit. Okay. Got it. Thank you. That would be really cool. So
anyway, have you noticed that? There's a tremendous amount of successful women.
I have. You know, one of the reasons I attribute that to is, well, I have a couple good points here. One of them is I think that women especially appreciate the approach that we have taken to our whole overall philosophy, our culture, our honesty, our transparency. I think everyone has, but a lot of women, and how we teach. So that's one point that I have to make.
I've never
that.
Seen you be so serious in a podcast.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you're just horsing around. You like this topic.
This
don't
is
you?
A very important topic to me. Yes. Good things are going to come of this.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just, this is not just the women of Land Academy. I mean, it's women in business too.
So you think our approach, or you think it's more methodical, or what do you think is different about it? What do you think sings to women about our approach?
Well, a lot of it is the fact that there's you and I, mm-hmm. and we're different genders. I think that's huge. And you and I are really good at keeping each other in check, and we're really good at utilizing each other's strengths. There's things that women just do differently than men. So, for example, we often make decisions differently, and we often make more conservative decisions.
Right.
And that whole thing about women and your gut is 100% true.
Absolutely.
It's 100% true. So every woman right now listening to this show is going, uh-huh, and they're pointing to their partner in the car going, you hear that? So that reminds me of a funny story. One time I was listening to, this is 5-10 years ago, I was listening to Dave Ramsey on the radio. And back then it wasn't a big syndicated thing too. It was like, I don't even think he was playing in our city. I knew of him when I was traveling, and I had to seek out to find him. But I will never forget this caller that called in, and he was asking Dave, here's my financial situation. If for anyone doesn't know Dave Ramsey, he is a wonderful radio personality, and his whole big thing is getting out of debt and, you know, getting right on track, not utilizing credit, which things that sing to us as well. Pay cash for, you know, our ultimate thing is pay cash for these properties. And
become independently wealthy.
Well, that too.
Make your money work for you. Just be logical about it. You know?
Exactly. Just don't go into a lot of debt.
Don't buy a new car every year.
Right. Things like that. Save up, pay cash for it. Do it smart.
If you, as a listener, you're listening to the show and you don't know who Dave Ramsey is, you should change the rock that you live under.
I love that. So, okay. So my, the whole thing was the caller was asking Dave, hey, here's the deal. Here's the transaction. Do you think this is a good deal? I've got this money, you know, whatever it was. And Dave's very first question to this guy was, what does your wife think?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind when you say that story is how stupid was this guy's idea?
Because no, it wasn't.
Oh, really?
No, it wasn't. It was a really legitimate good idea.
Because women can smell out a stupid idea.
That was Dave's point. That was 100% Dave's point.
Okay.
Good, bad, or otherwise, you know, it could be the most fantastic deal. This guy was about to pull the trigger, and Dave was just reminding him, all right, hey, before you do this, what does your wife think? Does she sign off on this? Because her gut instinct is often right.
Right.
And that was the whole point. And that was just my point, is that we do make decisions differently. And they're good decisions. You know, as what's really interesting is, Stephen, as you do a version of that yourself because you are really good about doing your research. That's just your nature.
I've been charged with, thank you for the compliment. I've been charged with overanalyzing many, many times.
Can you overanalyze? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think some people, in fact, I saw this on Success Plan really recently. A guy was, you know, Success Plan, if you don't know, is our online community where we all help each other. It's Land Academy's online community where some people have purchased the program and they're going through it and they're helping people who have not purchased the program and vice versa. And there was one guy in there that said, all right, enough analysis paralysis. Literally, he was researching for 2 years.
Right.
And didn't we just do a show about jitters?
You're right.
Talk about jitters. So, yeah, there's too much. That's too much analysis.
That's
true. But he purchased the program and he's buying property now.
Exactly. I get that. That's very true. But so, yeah, but I get it. So you're saying yes and to.
I've done it.
You probably think
it all the time.
Done it too much?
Yeah. Like, you know, when I go to buy a microphone, I probably spend way too much time online trying to figure out which mic is best for the money and I just use microphone as an example. Or if we go on vacation, it's like, oh, I gotta look through all this stuff. Make sure
do that.
I probably spend too much time on that.
Oh, just kidding. You know what? Maybe there should be a dollar limit. Maybe there should be, if it's above this, let's not get too hung up on it. If it's below this, or you know what I mean? Or
that's
below.
A great rule.
Maybe we could work out something like that. That's a whole nother topic. So, but back to the women of Land Academy. That's just something I think is important. And I notice and I wonder if that's why we have so many successful women that we kind of have a secret. You know, men are really good at directions. Let's be honest. This is not a men are from Mars, women are from Venus kind of show, but.
Oh, yes, it is.
Now. So
let's take a piece of paper and draw a line in the middle. And let's discuss.
Men are good at this.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
No.
Go. Men are good at directions. What are women good at?
Decisions like this. Trusting our gut. Feelings. People.
Feelings.
Bad people.
The sixth sense.
We have a sixth sense.
Absolutely.
Bad people. Let's get out of here. That. We're good at that. Okay, right. What's a man want?
What does a man want?
No. What does a man want? What's another man want? What's another man? Men are innate. What's another thing men are innately good at? Is parking one?
Pounding stuff.
Driving. Oh, yeah. Anything physical. Opening jars.
Yeah. Using a hammer incorrectly. Men are great at that.
Oh, yes. How's your toolkit?
That's right. Talk about my toolkits. I got so mad one time that I threw away tools. I'm just not good at stuff, certain stuff like that.
It's so. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, I have another one. You know what men are, or what women are bad at?
What?
Nurturing children and
patience.
Sympathetic.
I think women have patience, which I really think, and I think they're more methodical, which is really our approach to this whole thing. And I really think that's why we have multiple women who are, one of them is extremely successful.
Yes.
In our program, who have been directly involved with our number one competitor for a long time. And she learned about us and came over and spilled the beans and said, you know, you guys are, it's just a different approach. It's more methodical.
It was so sweet. She even said, I wish I would have waited.
Yeah.
But you guys hadn't launched this whole big thing for me yet. It was really good.
You know, this program is a great side business. I have not marketed that way, but there's a huge culture out there about, I want to keep my job. I like it. And my husband's at work, but I want to start a side business. So maybe I can start making a good living by the time my kids are go to school age or whatever.
Right.
And that's what she's doing, and she's doing great. So I think women are great at planning. Planning should be one. I'm not so sure. Men have start with great plans in their head, but I'm not sure that they're the best execution, at best at methodically executing a good plan or any plan.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. I want to go back to the patience. Women have often more patience, and sometimes I am dealing with transactions that require patience. And you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's talking to a seller, talking to a buyer, talking to the county.
No, that's a great point, Jill. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many. Well, I ask you, you're on the front lines more than me now. Most of the sellers that you buy from, this land, our product, men or women? Or is it equal? I bet it's more women. We talk about women more than...
You know what? It's more women.
I think so, too.
You know what's interesting about that? I have two reasons. One, they've outlived their husbands who have passed on. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah,
it's
women live longer than men.
Well, I mean, it really is. There's a lot of women that say, my husband passed on. It's the truth. You know, this is the property. And the other reason is they'll take on the project. Men are like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. And the woman will say, hey, this is worth something. I'll make the phone call and see what we can get for this.
Right.
They'll pick up the phone and do it.
Right.
So I'm familiar with that. I used to be in a relationship. Oh my gosh, it drove me crazy. I had this guy, when he would not talk on the phone for anything. I'm talking, he wouldn't even order pizza. I had to do it all. And it was a little bit frustrating, but enough about that. Seriously. So women will pick up the phone and do that. We have the thing. We have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get it done. I think too, we're about... are men more big picture and we're more about checking off the list?
Yeah, maybe. No, I think you're a little bit unique in that. You know, I think it's the pilot in you.
Oh.
I think...
my checklist?
Since we're talking about past relationships.
Oh, this is going to be an awesome show.
Since you opened that can of beans or can of awful, whatever you call it.
Woo!
No, all kidding aside, I think one of the unique qualities about you, Jill, that there's not a lot of women that are very checklist oriented and very direction driven. You know, there's certain women can be very complacent.
What happens? Does nothing get done?
You know, maybe it's not a gender thing. Maybe it's just what happens in that? Yeah. In fact, the more I think about it, it's not a gender thing. I just think, yeah.
It was an isolated incident of someone in your past.
No, it's a status quo thing. You know, I think sometimes, it's just about relationships. It's not supposed to be. Sometimes in a relationship, there's two people. When two people love each other. In relationships, sometimes two people, one person wants to go to the moon and another person's just real happy. And, you know, it's the old case of, honey, this is just a starter house. And then it becomes the house you're going to retire in. And the other person's going, what are you talking about? I thought we were going to live here for 10 months.
Right.
And that, you know, so I just think that it's not, you know, it's not gender specific.
Oh.
It was just people.
It's Jill specific.
One of the great things about you and I, Jill, is we're, no matter what the topic is, and no matter how sideways it can get and whatever task you're working on or I'm working on, we're still going in the same direction and we still kind of see what the end looks like.
Gosh.
So I think maybe it takes a while.
God, that's why we're so good together. That's why we're good partners together and everything.
Right, that's what I think.
I agree. You know, even if you and I, now it's a counseling session. No, just kidding. Even sometimes if you and I don't agree on things, that's going to happen when you have a business together, that we're all going the same direction. I can always sit back, relax, knowing that we're going to get to the end together. It's going to be fine. We're all deal's going to get done or whatever it is going to happen. We're just not agreeing with how it's going to happen at this moment or something. That's okay. So I get it.
I think it's harder to find a good woman or a good man.
I have to say a good woman.
That's what I think too.
I really do. Ooh. Do you think everybody agrees with that?
Yeah.
All the men do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think most women, if you really ask them and they're honest, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was a big sigh.
And here's why.
That was hard to say. I feel bad saying that, but it's true. And hey, I have a lot of great friends, but Tony, I have a lot of great friends that I would not set up my guy friends with. I'll be honest.
Tony Robbins has this whole thing. He started with a TED Talk, but he does this whole thing. And I'm not necessarily Tony Robbins fan at all. I'm just saying I heard this thing one time. And he said, what is the number one obstacle for you as a person on this planet? What's the biggest obstacle getting what you want? And then he goes through this big, long thing about, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? And he makes a two-hour talk out of really a 10-second comment. And it's emotion.
Really?
Emotion is standing in your way. Yeah. If you're not successful, it's because it's in your own head and you're coming up with reasons why you can't do it.
I will agree with that.
I do too.
Was that a TED Talk?
It started with that. And then I went back further deeper because I'm that crazy analytical person in me.
Uh-huh.
And I dug through and found where he does a whole thing on it. And it, really, emotion is the number one. It's not gender specific.
I agree.
I can't do it because of this. I can't work out in the morning because I have to take the kids to school and on and on. If I didn't have this payment on this car that I incorrectly bought, then I could
right?
do this.
And we create our own obstacles right. all the time.
That's why I say when there's a certain small section of people that really struggle when they first get into the Land Academy situation. And I say, listen, get the buy a property and sell it. That's it. Stop with whatever you're getting hung up on or right. why it won't happen. We all do it. Just, you know, just do it. The Nike thing.
I have noticed that. I have seen people that are asking every possible scenario before they even get into it. And I almost want to say, this might never come up. Why are we even talking about this? And if it does come up, we'll tackle it then.
Here's a question that comes up all the time. What if I send all these letters out for all these 5-acre properties for $500 each? And I really make somebody mad and they call back and they yell at me. And you know what my answer is? I wouldn't worry about that. I would bank on it.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Sure.
And if that scares you, this is not right. This might not be the right business for you.
There you go. Because behind those calls are 50 that say, can we close tomorrow?
And, you know, open the mail that day too, because you're going to open signed purchase agreements and the whole thing. So, hey, there's good and bad. There's
everything.
Good with the bad and everything.
Everything. I agree. Back to the Women of Land Academy.
Yeah.
Woman or woman? Depending how you want to take it. One interesting thing I have noticed as well is that you and I have talked about this numerous times. You've got to have your spouse's support. No matter what you're doing, even if they're not directly involved. So even though there's not a lot of women, you know, even the women that are not on the front lines, you know, that are doing this, they are supporting their spouses. And that is huge also. You have to have right. your partner on the same page with you or it's probably not going to fly.
Right.
If someone's behind you saying, like we talked about on the last podcast, I think it was the one, you know, not the only student, but one of our students had a great example of, I had to prove this to my wife. She doesn't want to be a part of it. But before she would sign off on me on making this investment and taking this time away from our Sunday afternoons, you know, whatever it is, I want to see if this is going to work, you know, kind of thing. And he had to test it for her. And I appreciate that. So,
yeah, you know, I think about back about that exact situation and we bring it up. We brought it up a few times. Her question very specifically was, no, she didn't doubt the program. She didn't doubt her husband. She doubted the product type. She was like, why the hell would anybody buy a piece of property way out there?
True.
And I've been answering that question for 20 years.
It still comes up.
And my answer is, you know, I'm more of a Midtown Manhattan, you know, or a Manhattan Beach, different coast kind of person in a townhouse. But man, there's a world is packed full of people who do never want to see another human being in their life again. And they want to live in a log cabin in a place like this and pay $800 or $900 or a couple thousand bucks for it.
Absolutely.
So, and so I think once she saw that there's he put it online and there was a lot of interested people,
yep.
buyers, she got over it.
Yeah, it was quickly. She's like, okay, I'm in. You know, it was really kind of funny. Now he's making great. He's doing great. So I'm sure she's very happy.
Everybody's different in real estate. You know, I wouldn't be caught dead with an office building. I had a bad experience real early in my career and then really recently with office buildings, and that's it. I'm done. And there's people who make millions and millions and millions of dollars a minute owning office buildings. So it's all different product type, I guess.
Yeah, but apartment buildings, you have a different feeling about them.
Yeah, I love apartment buildings. Love them.
Which for me, it looks like, what's the difference? But there is a difference.
Oh, yeah, there isn't. That's a whole nother title for a book, actually.
That's great. So what have you noticed that jumps out at you, Stephen, about the women of Land Academy?
Hey, they're, you know, men or women are probably equally vocal on Success Plan. I think that I've noticed that many women, more than men, so there's all these resources that we provide in Land Academy. There's vendors that you need to send these mailers out, you know, data companies and actual printers and stuff. You don't want to do that stuff in your living room. And so what I have found is that women over time, they don't just look at our resource and say, oh, that's the printer that Steve and Jill use. I'm going to send my stuff to them. They go out on the internet and they find a better printer. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a true story. And now she shared it with everybody, this one specific situation. Mm-hmm. Now we all use that printer.
Now we all switched.
So they kind of in a healthy way, cross check or double check or relook at the situation say, is this really the best way?
Good point.
I think men are real fast to say, let's just get this thing done.
Right.
And women are like, wait.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. Let's spend 5 more minutes. Make sure it's the best way. It's the least expensive way, the most efficient, whatever it is.
Let's do it maybe slower and not twice.
Have I ever said that to you?
Yes. Yes. We have now who is a former employee. Because who is a young man who no longer works for us because Joe was tired of doing stuff twice.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And he was replaced by a young woman who we don't have to do stuff twice. Exactly. I'm not going to name any names.
Exactly. One of the things that I have noticed is the awesome communication between men and women. It doesn't matter who you're talking with. The discussions are the same. You know, I guess just the communication, there's no, you're a guy, I'm a girl, you know, whatever. We're all on a level playing field, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Especially in Success Plant, our site, successplant.com, I notice a lot of great communication and sharing, like you were just talking about. Just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this. I've said this and I got in trouble for saying it one time. Women make the best renters ever.
Oh, that's good.
Women and women-run families are specifically the best renters there ever was. Yeah, I learned this. One of the first rental houses I had in Michigan was rented. Hey, you want to succeed in the rental business? Here's some free advice. Buy property that's within walking distance to a hospital and rent it to women. You know, I inherited it, my first rental property from my mom, who was smart enough to buy it 3 houses from a hospital and 2, I believe, nurses lived there and paid off the mortgage.
Yes.
I mean, they lived there for all throughout my childhood.
Yes.
And
I remember
same
when
tenant.
You were wrapping up that transaction at the end.
It was the same tenant. The tenant bought it.
Yeah.
Actually, an investor bought it. And the only reason we sold it is because we were out of state and it was just the house.
Mom passed on.
Apart. Yeah.
And right.
And so it ended up that an investor bought the property and she's still there. So far as I know, the two owners are still there.
What I heard. Yeah. They lovingly cared for it all these years. And they're like a member. It's like an extension of the family. You know,
it's interesting because the first thing I did when we were ready to sell that is ask them if they wanted to buy it. And they said with enthusiasm, hell no.
But they didn't want to move.
Right. They don't want to be. There's some people who don't want to be homeowners. There are some people who want to live out in the middle of nowhere. You know, we're like, what? Why wouldn't you make the same payment every month and own it? But they just don't want to. And I think it's great.
I think that's fine. I think there's a really good culture and they have a really good idea about, hey, if the roof leaks, I just pick up the phone. I don't have to write the check.
Right.
And I can totally see that. What I can't see is leasing a car. But anyway.
Where does that come from? What is that? What else, Jill? How do you feel about baked bean soup? Let's talk about that. Let's dig
into that. I can't lease a car, but I will rent a plane. I'll VRBO all day long.
Do you like big diamonds?
I love big
diamonds. You like small diamonds?
I like big diamonds. And I do like baked beans.
Every time the show gets kind of boring, we should just say off just weirdo stuff.
Like it's like a Tourette's thing.
Yeah.
It's really, that's great. I hate Carlisa's.
All right. You brought it up. What's the deal with Carlisa's?
I hate credit card companies. Just kidding.
You know, those are things no one can disagree with.
This is good.
I can't stand the IRS.
Oh, good one. See what a joke over to Tourette's moment on top. That's great. I try to think of something else. I don't know. I'm ready.
It's hilarious.
Okay. I can't see. My eyes are watering. Okay. Women of Land Academy. Love the Women of Land Academy. hate indecisiveness. Okay. So.
Indecisiveness?
Yes.
Hey, you know what the deal is with leasing cars? There's a huge accounting difference. So if you have a company and they, you know, you don't buy cars for people, you just lease them because you write the whole thing off. It's an accounting treatment situation. As an individual, I think you're crazy to lease a car.
I go back to the argument my dear, sweet, loving, caring brother and I always had about that too, about paying cash for a house versus putting the cash over here and then whatever. I never agreed with that either.
Yeah, I think you should have absolutely unequivocally work toward paper or house. Have a paid off mortgage.
Yeah, don't have a mortgage.
I don't think you should rent for your whole life and I don't think you should have an over leveraged mortgage. I think you should have work toward having no debt at all in any situation, unless it's like, you know, a mildly leveraged apartment building, then I think it does make sense in certain situations like that.
Okay. I'll go with that. Yeah. In a perfect world, you're renting a cheap, cheap place because you're putting all the money aside to pay cash for a place. And then it's done.
You know what I'd like to do? I would like, and you should do this with women.
Okay.
And I should do it with young men. I would love to write a book about if I were 22 kind of thing. I wouldn't title it that, but if I were 22 again, this is the stuff I would do and make it really plain, you know, and you don't have to be smart and there's nothing wrong with you. Forget about what your evil step, you know, evil uncle has been telling you your whole life. It's all wrong. Even though you're not good at school, you know, you can do this, this, and this and have a great, prosperous life. Mm-hmm. I think people get in trouble, men and women. This is so off topic. People get in trouble because it's just all the root of all this awful stuff that goes on with debt and making bad decisions is the root of it is keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes. I concur.
That guy got a great pickup truck. Mine's paid off, but I got to get that one because he's got a hotter girl.
What is that? Is it an age thing? Maybe that it's you age. Kinda,
a lot of it's
you
age.
You haven't developed yet and you need to one up your friends or I don't know. There's something about it and I'm curious what it is, but boy, we went through it, you know, and it's so interesting. You get caught up in that. Well, I got to have that. And then they have that. And then I got to have this. And before you realize it, everybody's filing for bankruptcy and no, there's no bragging there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the heck it is.
So what was the joke or silly saying? I don't know the saying, but it was something about the fact of, you know, the people having the beautiful home and the beautiful cars and they can't go anywhere. So what they do is they go out to their cars and they look at their beautiful home and they admire their beautiful cars, their beautiful home. They can't afford to take a trip or do anything. So,
yeah,
I don't.
I was just going to ask if you were ever house poor.
Was I ever house poor? For a brief time.
So was I. Really early on, I was.
I did. I was house poor a little bit. So the first house, no. The second house, yes. The first house was really a good decision. Made a great investment. It was probably too small by most people's standards, and that's why it was a good decision. Seriously,
good, Jill. You know, because a lot of people say buy all you can afford.
No.
I think that's insane.
It was exactly what we needed, and then we grew into it, and it was like, oh my gosh, this house is kind of small. We're a little cramped. That's a good thing.
I think so too.
We never sweated making any payments.
Totally agree.
And everything. It was the very best decision.
Come perfectly full circle. That's a logical female comfort family decision that you're making. True. And it sounds like you're getting kind of pushed in a different direction.
True.
So.
You're right. You're right. So that is my side of the Women of Land Academy.
Let's go buy some property. Hey, I don't think that could have gone better.
That was fun.
You know, I looked at the title of this thing before we started, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to delete half of the stuff that I say.
Oh. What were you
going to... I think it's okay.
No.
I don't know. This whole topic, men and women, I mean, it can go sideways really fast. People get angry. And chauvinistic. There's a lot of chauvinistic people.
I think it's important to embrace our differences and just be upfront and honest with it and work together. That's it. Men will and always will do things differently. And, you know, you can say the same about us. It's not bad. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, where I do get hung up, because this is the after show and I'm not sure who's even really listening.
We still can wreck
this
show.
We can wreck it right here at the after
show.
Me.
When I say we, I mean me.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well.
You're fine.
Okay. Where we as women in the gender can get can ruin it for ourselves as if we get too emotional in the wrong situations.
That's where I was going with that on the Tony Robbins thing. You know, emotion. You know, women can be more emotional than men in general. And if emotion is one key factor that kind of wrecks stuff, wrecks businesses or success ambition, you know, that. So I guess what I'm saying is in some cases, women can have more to overcome to cross that finish line.
You know.
But, I mean, we're proving it wrong with Land Academy because I really think there's more members that we have that are women. I'm not sure. I never looked at it exactly. Or if it's probably not more. It's probably 50-50. But the sellers that we have, there's more of them. And I don't know. Jillian,
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't think it's 50-50. I just know that we have a healthy percentage of successful women involved in our group. The thing about emotion in women too is all emotion I really think is really good. There's a reason for it. There's a reason we're this way. It helps us make better decisions. It keeps us in check in a lot of things. It's just you can't just walk in crying in a meeting. You know, it's just you gotta you know what I mean. You just gotta utilize it and know when to keep it in check and be aware of your own feelings and go, all right, I'm about to lose it here. I'm gonna excuse myself. And you need to trust that there's a reason why you're getting emotional about something. There's a reason why. Don't discount that. Don't hide it.
That's good advice.
Don't push it away. There's a really good, valid reason that you feel that way, and it's all healthy. And know who to show and share that with too. There's times that you can get emotional and it's good. And times, you know, sometimes getting emotional is a good thing. Like if you're angry, you know, I used to struggle with that.
So if you're on the phone with a customer service rep at Costco, because you're trying to cancel an order because you found it cheaper in Target and you throw your cell phone at the inside of the, not that I've ever witnessed this.
Throwing it at
in
the dashboard?
24 hours.
Right.
From you.
Yeah. Wow. It was
so
funny.
Was that anger?
Oh, that was anger.
Was that healthy?
Oh, yeah, it was. Absolutely. Made me feel better. And you know what? Sometimes you got to let people know where you're coming
from.
Sometimes
you got to find a good way to get a new cell phone.
Dude, do you not remember? Hold on, everyone. Okay, this is a really good point.
I just pushed a jump button.
Watch me now. Do you not remember me and GoDaddy 3 weeks ago on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock at night? Yeah. I officially crossed my own personal line and lost it.
It makes me like you more, you know that?
Thank you very much. However, we all hung in there. We all got through it. At the very bitter end, you know, everybody's saying, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. We goofed you up. I'm like, yeah, you did. Hey, I'm sorry I lost it. You know, it was important for me to hit my point home, and that hit my point home. You know, sometimes you have to get, again, then I got the stuff done. So.
Well, I got it done. You called me and I finished the whole thing.
Well, again, I got mad. I crossed the line. Isn't that funny? We all have a line.
Yeah, we all have lines.
And we all know when we stepped over it. Yep. And then it's how do you handle yourself in that situation?
That's right.
It's pretty darn funny.
I was going to say that during the show. Like, it's not so much about gender or any of that stuff. It's all how you handle stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Me personally, okay, I know this is a show that you have coming up. I'm going to give a teaser right now about it.
Or maybe you could just announce it.
I could announce it. It's not the next show. I think it's the one after this. No, it's a couple shows down. But anyway, there are times that you can use your gender to, gender can be a detrimental thing and your gender can be a very positive thing. Huh. I don't know. Do you think women can be successful by, maybe, I don't know, flirting to get what they want or need? Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Join us in a couple episodes from now, where Jill flirts to convert. Jill takes on sex appeal to sell land.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.